the Hart Doyle Inouye Federal Center in Battle Creek mainly houses offices for the Defense Logistics Agency, which provides supplies and services to the U.S. military forces. But the building is also on the National and State Register of Historic Places. WMUK's Nancy Camden went there to learn more about the center's colorful history.
This room was Dr. Kellogg's office, John Harvey Kellogg, when he was the medical director of the sanitarium, until he built an addition on to the buildings in 1928.
That addition is an impressive 15-story building. Today, it's all the Hart Doyle Inouye Federal Center. But originally, it was the Battle Creek Sanitarium. Ken McNevin is the spokesperson in the Office of Public Affairs for the Defense Logistics Agency at the Federal Center.
You think of any major person in the business world and industrial world, they were people that were guests at the sanitarium. Henry Ford, Kresge, J.C. Penney, some of the richest men in the country and the most influential men in the business world.
It was a health spa in a luxurious hotel-like setting.
There are big fluted pillars with Corinthian capitals on the top of them. The chandeliers, all of the interior decorations in here, date to 1928 when this building opened.
When the Depression hit, things changed for the sanitarium.
A lot of those well-to-do guests didn't have the money to come here anymore, and that is why when the doctor was made an offer by the Army that he elected to sell the buildings to the Army and move to a smaller facility across the street so that he could retire the debt. When World War II came, this became the admissions office of Percy Jones Army Hospital. Now, these buildings could house about 1,000 or more patients, but there were additional space for ambulatory soldiers out at Fort Custer, the training area that is just to the west of here. Will Keith Kellogg and the Kellogg Foundation provided the giant mansion on Gull Lake as also another site for soldiers, initially for recreation, and then it became barracks as the patient population grew as the war progressed. And the Fort Custer Hospital was incorporated in as part of the hospital. After all of that had happened, this was the largest U.S. Army hospital in the world. Three of the patients here, after their recovery and return to civilian life, became U.S. senators. Phil Hart of Michigan, Bob Dole of Russell, Kansas, and Daniel Ken Inouye of Hawaii. He and Dole became close friends when they were here together. There's pictures of them playing cards together. And Inouye and Dole both had wanted to be doctors. Dole had lost the use of his arm. Inouye had lost his right arm. And so Dole suggested that maybe there would be a benefit to have men who knew what it was to be a veteran, much less a disabled veteran, going into public service. The people that came through the doors included one quadruple amputee, included one medic who voluntarily came here to serve after he had won the Medal of Honor in Europe, and three other Medal of Honor recipients who received them later in their lives. In the sanitarium, they came from pretty successful walks of life. When it was an Army hospital, it was a home to people of all ages and all ethnicities. One of the Medal of Honor recipients who was a patient here was an African-American man from Detroit. Another was a Japanese-American from Hawaii who happened to be named Inouye. The leveling field of the U.S. Army that occurred during World War II was a big step forward. And while the Army was very much a segregated organization in World War II, medical treatment wasn't segregated. So this is where those people came together. It was Dole that called this the velvet foxhole because it looks very fancy. It was velvet maybe, but it was a foxhole because then they went to the physical therapy room or the occupational therapy room and learned how to overcome their injuries and go back to civilian life.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.